Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The definition of mediocre, but Steph Curry said that. Mm. Steph Curry said, let's hear from Steph.
How did kids say we're very mid right now? We're just very average. I think we understand that better days can be ahead if, you're not in that big of a hole in the Western Conference. If you look at the standings, you go on a 5-6 game run. To us, that sounds like a lot, but it is like the numbers, you can make up a lot of ground pretty quickly. You know, it's a tough task, but that fine line between losing hope and confidence and understanding, you know, one good week, you're kind of back in it. That's where we are.
That's Steph Curry right there after Monday night's loss to the Cleveland Cavaliers. And think about this. As Cleveland is 29-4, their numbers are astronomical. They had a stretch of four straight games where they hit at least 23s. Second team in NBA history to do so, the Cleveland Cavaliers. But you think about the last week for the Golden State Warriors. They've had a players-only meeting. They bounce back and beat Phoenix. Kuminga has a great game. Back-to-back 34-point nights. Of course, they had done on Friday, last Friday against the Clippers where they weren't even into it. They made a late run in the fourth quarter to make it interesting, but they were down 19 after three. And then you get blown out with Cleveland where you don't even look like you match up. You don't even belong on the same floor as them right now. They're that good. Garland's getting 2 feet in the paint, blown by everybody. And you're trying to find consistency, Spadoni, in the lineups and the rotations, and injuries are happening. You have all these lineup changes. Some guys are playing. Some guys are not. Stephen Curry, look, he's getting defended at a high level, and you're starting to see his age. You're starting to see it. That's the reality here. Draymond Green is starting to see it. These guys are banged up and nicked up, and that's why you don't want Draymond Green playing the five for long periods of time, because he's at a point in his career where he can't do it for a long period of time. It's going to wear him out. So it's just we're in an impasse here with the Golden State Warriors and what to do before the trade deadline, Spadone. I don't know. I don't know if you trade the youngsters. Do you ride it out? Do you try to make a last-ditch effort on trying to build a championship team? Or do you wait until the offseason to try to get to the mix of making me trade before another superstar? You're in a tough spot right now if you're Mike Dunleavy.
Well, like that, and you just said it right there, a last-ditch effort to be a championship team. I don't even think that's like on the table right now. Like, I don't know what the move is or multiple moves that turn this roster into a championship team, quote-unquote. But I'll say this, and for the doom and gloom right now, I understand it. But when I look at the Western Conference as currently constructed, there's really one team that gives me like pause where it's like, all right, if it's a 7-game series against this team, it's going to be hard. And that's the Oklahoma City Thunder for me. Now, maybe other people think that the Grizzlies would be tough. They still have a lot of respect for the Denver Nuggets, who 7-3 in their last 10. They've played well. They've won 3 in a row. They're champions, obviously. Mavericks, I don't know. The Luka injury is a big question mark. Is he even going to come back? If he does come back, is something they have to monitor? I don't know. Clippers are the Clippers. Kawhi, you know, he's going to stub his toe, be out for 4 weeks. It is what it is at that point. They've been playing well, and they played the Warriors well. The Rockets are kind of fugazi a little bit to me, just their style of play offensively. I know
they
don't shoot well. They have a lot of talent. I think it was a Ryan Hollins who does the pre and post game for them. He said it well. They rely a lot on their talent, and that's true. That can only get you so far in the NBA. And they're young, they're explosive, but if they have a bad shooting night, they're going to lose most likely. And then you get the Lakers. We'll see. The Lakers, could they make another move? Maybe that's the other team that makes it. But that's
made a good move in getting rid of Russell. That's for sure.
They did, and then they bring in Dorian Finney-Smith, Shake Milton. Yep. They played well in their debut, actually, as Lakers, both of them, in a loss to the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I like the move for the Lakers.
And then you got the Timberwolves, you got the Spurs. Spurs feel like one of those teams that has a lot of assets, and maybe they make a big move. And maybe they try to go all in this season. Not all in, but, you know, try to pair Wemby with someone for the future, potentially. So I want to take a quick pause here. If you're a Warriors fan that says, oh, we're done, the season's good, there's no super teams right now in the NBA. There's no super teams in the Western Conference. It's very deep. It's better than the East. And I think that's why we view it as such, because the Western Conference is so much deeper than the East that it feels like it's such a gauntlet. But you said, and all of us here at the pretty much the station, we all thought heading in the season, if they can just be a playoff team,
right,
win a series, maybe two, that's a successful season. Right now, they're a play-in team.
Yeah.
2 weeks, they could be the five seed. Like that, a two-week stretch here, they're playing good basketball, they could be the five seed. Now, a two-week stretch where they're not playing good basketball, they could be the 13th seed.
They could be out the box.
They could. But I'm just saying, let's pause the panic meter just for now, because I know they started 12-3. There's just no one in the West right now that I see other than the Thunder that really is going to give me pause saying, oh, well, there's just no shot for the Warriors this season. For me, that's how I view it.
You know, you look at Philadelphia coming up, and then you play Memphis Saturday. No Ja. Ja's going to be out.
AC joint sprain.
Yeah, yeah, he's out week to week. Then you get the new look King Sunday.
Did they lose like by 50 last time they played the Grizzlies?
Yeah, they got
blown. Oh, my God. Steph Curry beat them at Chase earlier.
They beat
them
at Chase, but they lost, and Steph Curry scored 2 points against them. Because Jalen Wells, look, I've laughed at Taylor Jenkins a lot. But I actually see Memphis growing as an organization. And I scoffed at the way they played, and you know, I thought they had to clown to Dylan Brooks, who really held them back. They rid themselves of Dylan Brooks. And now they look a lot more professional. They're taking the game a lot more seriously. And that was a team. Even though they were clowning, they had won 56 or 51 games before last season. And last season, of course, started with Ja being suspended for 25 games and then getting injured. You bring in Marcus Smart. He's hurt. Desmond Bane is hurt. Everybody, they just dropped like flies. But Memphis is tough. And what they did in that game against the Warriors, which is, I don't understand why other teams don't do it. Now, I'm not mad that they don't do it. But Jalen Wells, the young man from Memphis, who's playing as a guard by way of Sonoma State, he face guarded Steph Curry for 94 feet. And now you're starting to see teams do that a lot where, you know what, we know Steph is playing off the ball. Let's just pressure him and don't leave him, whether it's running a box and one, running some press, but do not leave the chef and press him all 94 feet. He's already dealing with tendonitis in both knees, Padone. He's 36 years old. It's a lot of moving around for him right now. And so if you face guard him the way Jalen Wells did from Memphis, all of a sudden, you need other playmakers to step up and make plays. And right now, enough guys are not making plays around Stephen Curry to help this team thrive.
And that's what's been, you know, frustrating from, you know, a Warriors fan perspective that loves Steph, and they're just used to him just dominating every single night. And now he's getting older, and these teams, this is the NBA. They're not going to take it easy on you because they're getting older. They're not taking it easy on LeBron. They're not going to take it easy on Stephen Curry. They're not going to take it easy on Jimmy Butler. No, and if anything, they're going to make it harder because they know that they have the younger legs and they're going to go after you. And to your point, they're going to pick him up 94 feet. They're going to be irritants. They're going to, you know, get in your face. They're going to be more physical with you at this age because they're going to try to stunt on you right now because you've been dominating the league for this long.
Exactly.
You know, now it's my turn, Steph. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to try to make you look foolish at times. And, you know, it sucks because you don't like getting older. I don't like getting older. You don't like it. No one likes getting older. And to see your heroes get older, you know, sooner or later, I'm going to look at my dad, who's 75 right now, and there's going to be a day where I look at him and he's like, man, my dad's old. Like, there's part of that. And then it comes to that with your players that you love, too. It's like, mm-hmm. LeBron James just turned 40. Bonte, I've been watching LeBron James since I was in fourth grade.
That's crazy.
No, since I was in fourth grade, I've been watching LeBron James. I have two kids now.
Yeah, that is insane. That is
like,
wild.
It's crazy, right? Yep. We've been watching Steph for this long. Like, and we're not saying it's over. No one's saying it's over for him right now. He's still a very good player.
Still creates that gravity. Yeah,
if you're trading Stephen Curry right now, you're still demanding a massive haul. Like that's like he is still an amazing player, and no one's trading Steph. Don't worry. But it does concern you if you're a Warriors fan. Like this championship window. Then maybe there was never a championship window, but just getting Steph another ring right now seems like it's the furthest you've ever been from it. And I think that's why fans are having a hard time.
It's a harsh reality.
Coming to grips with it, exactly.
No, it's a harsh reality of where the Warriors are at right now with their superstar. And 888-957-9570 is a number. Where are you at with the Golden State Warriors here? You know, and Draymond Green falls into this equation as well. Is he going to be able to last this season with his injuries? He's getting banged up here. At times he moves great, at times he doesn't. He's got lower back issues right now. So where's he at? And this month of December, shooting-wise, it's dipped. It's dipped from his hot start from the three-point line. They still need him to be aggressive offensively. They need Draymond to shoot those wide-open threes. They need him to shoot from the perimeter. They need him to be aggressive offensively. Obviously, they need Kuminga to be Kuminga and be the player that he has been for the last 2 weeks, so we're seeing a glimpse of that. But is that going to translate to wins? He's only 22 years old. So right now, it's going to be tough to win a lot of games against good competition. Kuminga's learning how to win. He's learning how to play this game, and it's finally slowing down for him. And he looks awesome in doing it. But is there a tweak in the system that they need? Do they need to tweak the motion offense? Do they need to run more pick and roll? Do they need to run more high ball screens here? 888-957-9570. And plus the size, I think, is starting to get. The one thing about Cleveland, Spadone, they were so long and athletic, and they contested everything at the rim. Everything. Their guards are big. Their guards are quick. They're contesting every shot. I mean, good Lord. I was like, what? That team looks like they're going to be competing for championships.
That's the team that makes you feel old. Like, when yes. You watch, like, that's like, and I watched it, I'm back, and they had a back-to-back again.
They had a back-to-back.
In Los Angeles against the Lakers. And the Lakers have been playing pretty well. And they just didn't skip a beat. They did. They got off to a hot start there. The Lakers came back a little bit, but then they're so quick. And, you know, credit to Kenny Atkinson, who right now is probably the leader in the clubhouse for Coach of the Year, at least for me, just with what this team's been able to do. Just blowouts left and right. Doesn't matter if it's the Western Conference or not. And right now, it is looking like a 2 or 3 team. I don't know how much people are buying into the Knicks right now. They've been playing well.
Knicks are playing.
They've won 9 in a row.
Yeah, Knicks are going to be there.
Okay.
Knicks will be there.
The Celtics. And then the Cavs right now.
And then the Cavs right
the
now.
The Magic, we'll see.
We'll see about the Bucks too. Yeah. You can't sleep on the Bucks because of Giannis. We'll see where they're at.
I am sleeping on the Miami Heat. I don't think there's any Heat culture coming out there.
And not with the way Jimmy Butler's talking.
That's even getting more nasty as it goes by.
I don't think you're a Jimmy Butler away for the Golden State Warriors.
I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole.
And what it's going to cost you. I'm not there with that. So 888-957-9570.